Good evening. We'll start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Paul Brunel, Christ Episcopal Church. Pastor.
Let us pray. We lift up to you our local leaders. We pray for our mayor, members of the city council, county commissioners, police, judges, and all those who serve our community. We ask that they be given the wisdom to act in charity and justice so that they may serve for the common good the people of this community. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. The pledge of the allegiance tonight, I have the honor of Jacob Unger to lead the pledge. Jacob.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Feisch.
Here.
Pro Tem Haver.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Ludington.
Here.
Olson. Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us now to the approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Support.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of June 16th, 2025.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of June the 16th, 2025 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have none tonight. This brings us to public hearings, in which we have one. CDBG infrastructure grant application. And we'll start this off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This $1.5 million grant from Michigan State Housing Development Authority will pay for the entirety of the necessary infrastructure upgrades for the residential development on Wesley Drive and Washington Street. This encompasses 1,310 feet of 8-inch water main to be installed on Wesley between North Water and North Washington. It will also include 200 feet of 10-inch gravity sewer, 120 feet of inch-and-a-half forced main, because we're going to be having to install a lift station due to there not being enough depth in the existing gravity sewer system to be able to extend it to accommodate the development. There will be some street rehabilitation as well and some upgrades to stormwater and ditching. So the whole project is about $1.5 million for what is traditionally the city's portion, but because of the development and the developers' work with MISHTA as well as the building department, we have secured a $1.5 million grant to pay for the entirety of the necessary infrastructure. With that, I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, City Manager. With that, being a public hearing, I'm going to open it up for public comment, in which you'll have 3 minutes to address the council in regards to this public hearing. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, sorry. This isn't citizen comment.
Though. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to hold off on that.
Though. Yeah. This is just for the public hearing. Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments. Seeing none, I need a motion to approve.
So move.
Support.
This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haver?
Yes.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Mayor Tite?
Yes. The CDBG infrastructure grant application is approved. This brings us, and by the way, thank you for all your work. We appreciate it. I'm going to get Planning and Building Director Tanya Buckaloo. Thank you. Appreciate it. I always have to remember everybody's titles, and I get them kind of mixed up now and then. This brings us to the first citizens' comments. With each person wishing to address the city council shall be afforded one opportunity of up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes duration during the last occasion, provided for citizen comments and questions. When recognized, come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone tonight that would like to address the city council? Yes, ma'am. You are up first.
All right. Hello, I'm Erica Madison, chair of the Owosso Pride Festival Committee and executive officer for the Owosso Pride Organization. I'm here to extend a thank you from our organization to the city of Owosso for their partnership and collaboration of our third annual festival that took place on June 28th at the Kerwood Castle Park. We had a very successful turnout, about double the amount of attendees that we saw last year. Our organization looks forward to our continued growth and partnership with the city as we host our future festivals on the castle grounds. Specifically grateful for the collaboration with Chief Linkart and his team prior to our festival to plan for a safe environment for our community members. And to the officers that were in attendance that day for the whole time, they were amazing. To the DPW team for working with us this year for the addition of our TCO closure. This kept our attendees and our pedestrians a lot more safer this year. To the Historical Commission for providing half-off cost for our attendees to tour the castle. I know many attendees appreciated this addition and participated in this. Parks and Recreation and the Planning and Building Departments have always been so great to work with when planning this large event. Please accept this thank you to all the city workers that were involved to help provide this loving and accepting environment for many community members. Even if it's just one day out of the year, we see firsthand just how impactful this day has been for so many.
Thank you. Further comments? Yes, sir.
Good evening. Don Fields, an elder at Calvary Baptist Church, 650 South Street. I'm also here to address the Pride Fest. 2 years ago, when Owosso Pride was first granted a permit to hold this event, I expressed concern about the nature of activities that might occur at what was promoted as a family-friendly event. I specifically warned that a drag show would eventually be part of the agenda, and that warning became a reality on June 28th. The same type of indecent and obscene conduct that previously led the sideline bar to restrict entry to those 18 and older was, this time, performed in front of children of all ages openly in a public park. I've emailed you, Mayor, and each of the city council members video clips so you can see for yourselves what you permitted in our city. And I'm asking tonight, did you watch them? If not, why not? If so, do you believe what you saw was child-friendly? Was it indecent or obscene? How would you describe it? If you refuse to address this issue, your silence speaks volumes. Ignorance is no longer an excuse. As a city council, you have authority over the permitting and use of city parks. You can put a stop to this. Do not deflect responsibility to the city manager. He follows your direction and operates under your authority. Romans 13, verses 1 through 4, teaches that civil authorities are servants of God. This means that you are under God's authority, a higher authority than the people. You have been appointed by God, and that means you are accountable not only to the people, but also to Him. The Bible warns us in Isaiah 5, 20 through 23, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight." Woe in Scripture signifies God's judgment. Do we seek Almighty God's blessing or His judgment? Scripture says, "Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. We will reap what we sow." Whatever behavior a community promotes, it will see more of. Owosso Pride is committed to a certain kind of progress. This is their stated mission. What will that look like at next year's Pride Fest? As perverse as the conduct already is, it can get much worse. Much worse even without nudity. Will it take public nudity or actual sexual conduct to shut this event down? Must it escalate to the display of genitals or the performance of sexually explicit acts before action is taken? Again, I ask you, did you watch the videos? Was this indecent or obscene conduct? Will you allow this to happen again? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Further comments? Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Jacob Unger. I'm a Life Scout with Boy Scout Troop 85 right here in Owosso. I'm currently working towards earning the rank of Eagle Scout, which is the highest award in scouting. And the key part of this is an Eagle Scout project. For this project, I would like to do something that benefits the city and community of Owosso. I've lived here all my life, and I have a certain connection here. That's why I'm here tonight. I'm looking for a project that meets a real need in the city, whether it's a park improvement, a cleanup effort, building or repairing something, or anything that might need to be done. If there's anything that the council thinks I could take on as a project, or if a department or other organization has ideas, I would be overjoyed to hear it. I have also addressed an email to each member of the city council with my contact information in case anybody has any ideas.
Well, thank you, Jacob, for getting up and stating your purpose. Eagle Scout is, something that all scouts, it's the highest achievement that you can get. Not too many people even have the opportunity to get to this where you're at. You did send us a email. I got a response from our assistant city manager, Amy Fuller. I have her personal business card here for you to get into contact with Amy. She has some ideas that she and I talked about that could be a potential, like might be mile marker. Basically, if you know what a mile marker is, from one entity to another entity on one of our walks. A planter would be another one. A dog ramp over at the dog park might be another one. So she has ideas, and she'd be more than happy to discuss them with you. She even said that she might, I probably shouldn't say this, but if it's city-orientated project, there might be where she might be able to find a little bit of funding as well to help you with your fundraising, if it's going to be a city-orientated project. So pleased to have you here tonight. Thank you for doing the pledge. And I'll give you this card. And it has her, she says, don't use her cell number.
Okay. All right.
Office okay. number. All right. She doesn't give too many of these cards out.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for your time and all the work you do for the city of Owosso.
Further comments? Yes, sir.
Hello, Adam Eastlick, and I would like to also speak on the Pride event. I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, it is disheartening to witness attempts by some to stop Pride events, particularly when those voices come from faith communities like the Calvary Baptist Church, a church which I was baptized at as a child. Let us remember that at the core of every religious teaching is the message of love and acceptance. Our LGBTQ plus community deserves the same respect and dignity that every person is entitled to. By trying to halt Pride celebrations, we're not only undermining the fundamental values of compassion and understanding, but also perpetuating division and negativity. We must recognize that love knows no boundaries, and it transcends gender, race, and sexual orientation. It is vital to stand together in solidarity, affirming that everyone, regardless of their identity, has the right to celebrate their truth and existence and express their truth. Instead of fostering fear and condemnation, let us choose to embrace one another. Let us promote dialogue and understanding rather than division and judgment. Love is a powerful force, and it is time that we let it guide our action. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 through 5, it says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you choose, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own?" This passage to me highlights the hypocrisy of judging others while ignoring your own fault. Also, Romans chapter 14, verse 10 through 13, "You then, why do you judge your brother or sister, or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. So let us stop passing judgment on one another." To me, this verse encourages believers to refrain from judgment and focus on their own actions. That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Gino Phillips. I'm an Oakley resident, but I work and go to church here in Owosso. I'm also here to address the Pride event that happened last week. As you well know, the finale of this event featured a drag show with two men in drag who danced to music, removed clothing, revealing their butt cheeks, and accepting money from people in the crowd. This sexually charged content was not only exposed to children, but it included them as the men dragged and danced with them, exposed butt cheeks and all. This is aimed at making this kind of perverse behavior in what's supposed to be adult men seem harmless, normal, and even fun. This is grooming. Would it be acceptable for a man dressed in nothing but his Fruit of the Loom whitey tighties to hang out in the same park passing out candy to children as a stranger? Does love truly know no boundaries, including age and, I don't know, species? It does. Jesus says in John 7:24 to judge with righteous judgment. If the police were called on such a man, would he be removed from the park? Or would it be a First Amendment protected activity simply because there was no exposed genitalia or sexual activity? In Luke 18, Jesus said to let children come to him, for God's kingdom belongs to such as these. And in Matthew 18, Jesus also said that whoever lays a stumbling block before these children and leads them into sin, it would be better for them to have a great millstone fastened around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. No one cares about humanity and children more than Jesus Christ, who laid down his life as a sacrifice for sinful humanity and rose from the dead for our justification. This groomer behavior and the exhibition of sexually charged content involving children organized by Owosso Pride is reprehensible, and Jesus himself condemns it in the starkest terms possible. As a fellow image bearer of God, and someone like you all who is accountable to God, I cannot remain silent in the face of evil lest I be found guilty. I urge you and plead with you, as those who have the most authority and responsibility for the city of Owosso, to consider these things, to fear God and keep his commandments, to love your neighbor, including the children, to repent and trust in Jesus Christ, and to take action to restrain evil and the spread of degeneracy. This will not stay at the same level if you allow this to continue, as was spoken earlier. My friends, God set his rainbow in the clouds as a sign of his covenant that he would not flood the earth in judgment again. But he does judge locally, even nationally. Have we not felt the pressure of God's judgment with the rising tide of water in Owosso in connection with the water issue? These things are not disconnected. Unfaithfulness today will beget God's judgment in the future. Are we not tired of dealing with the sins of those who have gone before us? Break the cycle now, and do not let the children pay the price in the future with even more perversion and debauchery because we wanted to go along to get along today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Krista Cross. I am a resident of New Haven Township, but Owosso. Also a teacher in the city and a parent. I took my children to Pride. I want to thank you. I would like to thank Chief Linkert for all of his help with that. We felt safe every second we were there because of the support that we had, the support that was felt. My children saw a princess, and they ran to her to ask her if the castle was her home. Then they sat and they heard a story by another princess. They said, "That's the princess that tells the stories." They walked around and they saw people they knew. My children have no clue about any of the differences in any of the people that are there. They're just people. They're the people that they know. They're the people that they're around all day, every day. My daughters are 4 and 7, and they're more accepting of these people than most of the adults that we know. At the end of the day, they were listening to a lot of their favorite songs the DJ was playing, and my 4-year-old was asked to dance. It was the highlight of her day. She's still talking about it. She is still talking about that princess with her rainbow outfit. She wanted to dance with me. We felt safe until what's happening on social media right now. Complete strangers have pictures and videos of my children spreading them around for the sole purpose of talking about how disgusting these things are and how terrible their parents are. Complete strangers. Joe Madison took pictures of my children. He knows them. He knows them well. He still got a signed release to share pictures of them. So I felt safe at the festival. We don't feel safe at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Todd Brenton. I live on Henry Street in Owosso. And in regards to some of the things that have already been said tonight, I'd just like to read from 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians 6 says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." So we can talk all day about thou shalt not judge and judge not lest you be judged, but God puts judgment in his word. He tells us how he judges. He gets very distinct with the exact sins, and we just heard from some of those. Then I want to continue. This is the last verse I'm going to read. Verse 11, right after that, says, "And such were some of you." What this is saying is that us born-again Christians that are always being talked about being unloving and hateful and judgmental, the Bible says that we are equal to them in our sinfulness. However, it says, "Such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit, our God." So there's salvation for any sin. We can all come out from sin. Paul tells us this. Born-again Christians, we're sinners. We've come out from, the Bible says, come out from among them and be separate. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Patty Van Leuven. I live in Scioto Township. I used to live in Owosso. I still shop here. I still have friends here. I still eat at restaurants here. I mean, this is the main city in our entire county. This is the center of our life. I didn't plan to speak tonight. And this isn't easy to say. However, I'm going to be level because it's important. I am a survivor of child sexual abuse. I spent years knowing a pedophile, and I am telling you straight up that it is incredibly dangerous when people distort the concept of grooming and misuse it for bigoted purposes. Now, it's way beyond the scope of the meeting here to really talk about what real grooming entails. And that is something that I encourage everyone to educate themselves. But don't be deceived by the false narrative that is being presented, because it is incredibly dangerous. And part of the reason why it's dangerous is because it makes people think that I can identify a pedophile by whether they're gay or straight or whether they're wearing this or that. And that's just not true.
And you won't identify grooming that way either, and it creates a false security that puts real kids at risk and creates a freeway for actual predators. The pedophile who abused me, you could not tell him from any man sitting in those chairs. He wore a suit. He was a successful businessman. He looked just like you guys. And yet, he was profoundly dangerous, okay? So we aren't about to sit there and ban business people, and we aren't about to ban men, because we have the capacity to discern that those kinds of things aren't what defines whether somebody is a sexual predator or not. That kind of rhetoric is fundamentally dangerous, and it will bring harm to children. For people who truly, truly care about preventing grooming by sexual predators and sexual abuse, educate yourself about what grooming really entails. Educate yourself about the statistics about who is more likely to abuse a child and when the abuse happens and what you can do. Those are real concrete actions that people can take that will save children and will save lives. And it has nothing to do with the absurd rhetoric that you can tell whether somebody is grooming or a sexual predator based on whether they wear a suit or a bathing suit. Okay? Anyway, I also want to thank the city for all the work that was done on Pride. I was there, and it was a glorious day. I'm so, so sad that some people in the community were not able to see the joy and the love and the acceptance. And do we want more of that? Do we want more joy, love, and acceptance? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm here for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's Bryant. I lived on Brandon Street and here in Owosso. And I just celebrated my 51st year being a Christian on July 3rd of 74. I went to church camp in Lake Ann and got saved that evening, that Wednesday afternoon, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. My camp counselor took me underneath the tree and set me underneath the tree and read me some scripture out of Romans Road. And that's how I got saved. It's great to be a Christian.
Sir,
what
is your
name?
Dennis. Your last name, please.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Further comments? Seeing none, I'll take it back to the council for any comments.
Right here, Rob.
Oh, here.
John, thanks for sending the videos. I don't know how you can sit back and really think that that's okay with children to watch a man dressed as a woman parade in front of children. We've been asked to be gatekeepers of this city. This just isn't right, to parade grown men dressed as women in front of children. I don't care what you do. If you're 18 and over, do it. Fine. But keep our children out of it.
Further comments? I did get the, my comments is I did get the letter from the pastor through, and I also saw the response by our city manager, and I take the same position with the city manager, his response was regarding it. We have certain rules and regulation, ordinances, whatever the right words are, city manager, and we basically abide by those. And so that's where I stand. Further comments?
I don't have a major comment, but I just wanted to say that I thank the people who came here to to speak about Pride, and I wasn't there for very long. I was there just for a little bit at when it started at 1, but it was already a very obvious positive event for folks to feel safe at. I appreciate the police's presence being there, and it was very evident that there weren't crimes happening. The police were engaging with the handprint-making activity with the YMCA. There were lots of family-friendly activities that were beneficial to children that weren't harmful in any way. So I thank Pride for putting it on and for being advocates in our community.
Thank you. Further comments?
I have something else not related to Pride, so is that okay?
Absolutely.
Our concert series is happening at the amphitheater this summer. There's 5 concerts. I have a handout for each of council members. It's in partnership with the city and the Cook Family Foundation, the Masonic Lodge, and the Lobowski Center. We'd love to see lots of folks from the community there. It's free, and the Moonlight Market will be happening at the same time at the Kerwood Park, so it'll be a good time to be downtown Owosso. Love to have lots of council folks there too, but I have one for each of you if you'd like to take it.
I'll put one in the
somewhere.
Mayor's office right there by the coffee pot.
Yeah, put that on the table.
I do. Thanks.
Carl, have one.
You may have one.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you.
I know it's on the consent agenda, but I see Mr. Schlacks here. So I think that'll go through.
Hopefully.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And every Thursday night, I believe, this is correct.
Yeah. So in conjunction with the concerts, yep.
In conjunction with the concerts, so perfect. Perfect. Further comments? Seeing none. We'll go to the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Support.
Motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Fear.
Yes.
Ludington.
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer.
Yes.
Mayor Teich.
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. I also would like to thank Kenan. I'm going to get Karen's last name wrong, but I want to thank Karen Parsech. Am I saying that right, City Clerk? I got to put you on the spot, did I?
Fun with phonics.
I have not spoken with her. I am not sure how.
Yeah, well, I have, so it's on me. and I thank John Moore for becoming our newest DDA Main Street board members for, I thank them for their time, talents, and all their efforts. Also want to thank Dakota Woodworth, who has served on this board for the last year, for his time and talent. This brings us to a very long list of items of business, in which tonight we have one. Notice of pecuniary interest. I think I said that right, didn't I, City Clerk? Pecuniary?
Pecuniary.
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 Pecuniary. We've been practicing. So so we have a notice of pecuniary interest. Enter notice of pecuniary interest on the record of Councilman Carl Ludington. As it relates to proposed contracts with Ludington Electric, Inc. for the month of May 2025, I'd be looking for a motion.
I make a motion.
Support.
Motion of support. This would be a roll call vote.
You can't support.
Thank you.
You supported? Okay. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yep. This is just filing the notice.
No. We ain't going to pay them anyway, are we?
Not yet.
This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the notice of pecuniary interest is approved. This brings us to our second citizen comments, in which you would be afforded 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council at this time? Yes, Mr. Schlack.
Good evening, everyone. Sorry, I would normally be a little more business casual, but I had to show off our new Farmer's Market t-shirts that are in, only available at the Farmer's Market. Sorry. I don't know, I have some people up here, maybe I know where you work, I could bring you one. But just wanted to echo Rachel's comments from earlier about the super exciting Moonlight Market series that is coming up starting this Thursday. We'll run every Thursday for the next 5 weeks. Just want to say a huge thank you to the city, the Cook Family Foundation, the Lebowski Center, Owosso Masons, and that's the city of Owosso. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be, I hate to sound silly, but it's going to activate the whole space. But really, it is, you know, with the lights on the castle, and we've already got, you know, we've already got over 70 vendor applications, and we announced it less than 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's insane. You know, people want something to do. And it's, you know, I can only speak for the weather this Thursday, but it's looking pretty good. So, I will say we are going to have an ice cream truck, which I think is a big win. You know, I figured July, we got to have that. So just want to say I am a sponge. I just took over the farmer's market last fall. If you have new ideas for how to grow it, our goal is to rebuild bridges. And this is a community institution that people rely on. So quick kind of side info tidbit. So the farmer's market actually does the most SNAP and EBT of any institution within the city limits, because we don't really have a grocery store within the city limits anymore. So we've got a growing number of people that rely on the farmer's market, which operates 26 weeks a year. And so we are looking to be able to continue to grow that food access as well. Part of that is actually transitioning the market to a nonprofit next year, which will open us up to grant opportunities. So bottom line, our goal is to rebuild bridges and promote food access no matter what. Coolest thing, 80% of our vendors are from Shiawassee County. Another 10% are from directly around, and then I think it's the Grand Rapids cheese people that make up the rest. So, but yeah, if you have any questions, the farmer's market's open every Saturday through October 25th, right down on Water and Exchange, and then the Moonlight Market will be going on. We've got everything on our website now, downtownowassofarmersmarket.com. So thank you so much, everyone, and everyone's been incredible so far. So thank you.
Thank you. For the comments. Yes, ma'am.
Again, Erica Madison. As the Owosso Pride Festival chair, I just want to give some more clarification. Owosso Pride in the Park was a permitted public celebration that included music, dancing, community resources, and drag performances, none of which violated any of the laws, like state laws or city ordinances. The legal standard for sexually explicit material must meet criteria that includes graphic depictions of sexual acts, nudity, pornographic, or overtly sexual content. Drag, which is a form of performance art and free expression that consists of dancing, lip syncing in a costume, and designing costumes, is not inherently obscene or sexually explicit. It is protected under the First Amendment right as well. What some people may personally disapprove of is not in itself illegal or considered grooming. Our community is home to LGBTQ residents who deserve the same access to public spaces and cultural expression, such as drag performances. Just as anyone else that lives here in this community and gets to participate in a variety of different festivals, our Pride events are intended to affirm, celebrate, and create safe visibility and not to harm the community. It's also very brave to tell parents how they need to parent their children if they would like to make the choice to attend a festival and have a member of the LGBTQ community read children's stories to them and perform lip syncs in front of them, then that is their own individual parent choice, and it's not ours to make for them. It's also pretty naive to assume that those books that were read at our festival don't already exist in our collection of books that we have at home that we read to our children. Because, of course, as parents, we would love to encourage our children to grow up to be loving, accepting, and to eat their fruits and veggies, as discussed at the festival. There needs to be more respect around allowing everyone to make their own individual choices with how they choose to live their lives and how they choose to raise their children.
Thank you. Yes, Pastor.
Bill Mull, 1335 Northwest Street. And I want to talk about children tonight, but maybe a little different than what we've heard about tonight. One of the fun things I get a chance to be a part of is a historic commission. And on that, we've had a chance to really kind of reset and redirect where we're going in the future with it. And one of the things we want to do is help our kids and our teens to embrace the history of this community, whether it's the historic buildings or the influential people that have come out of here, or the idea of what a difference they can make in the future in our community. And so that's just something that I think is going to happen. We're just getting started on that, and you'll hear more over the next year in regards to that. But we're going to push into the school district as much as we can to try to make a positive difference on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Yes, sir.
Robert Hooper. I just wanted to make an historical fact here, seeing how we had Independence Day not too long ago. In 1892, the Supreme Court stated that the United States is a Christian nation. It was in, ironically, a decision between the Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States. And the court referenced various elements, including the nation's founding documents, the role of Christian principles in shaping American values, and the historical context of the country's development. The justices noted that the government recognized and accommodated the religious practices of Christianity, which they felt was pervasive in American society. However, it's important to clarify that the phrase Christian nation does not indicate that we're a theology or a theocracy. And so I think it's important somehow to see where we were coming from and where we're going to, and make a distinction between those two things and make sure we're not leaving behind something of value while we're trying to rectify problems in the future. And I'm also in the History Council, so I verify what he's talking about. And I'm also on the farmers market, which is a wonderful process that we've been going through, and I recommend, highly appreciate it, and I highly appreciate the council's involvement in making Owosso just a great community to raise your children and to live in. So I want to thank you and applaud all of you for your civic involvement, which I know costs time and effort. So I want to thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Jackie Bursmore. I live on Wildwood Drive in Owosso. I am a Pride board member, and I'm also the mom of a 7-year-old who comes from a 2-mom family. We personally attend a church that's open and loving and accepting and affirming. We chose that church to feel free to showcase our family safely, as well as to promote the acceptance and love for all others. We as a family chose to go to church, and we as a family chose a church that best fit our beliefs. It is not the job of the city or anyone in this room to decide what's best for my family. Pride events are especially important to us, especially as a family with 2 moms, because it shows all types of families, individuals, and people expressing themselves the way they feel most comfortable, which is what we teach our daughter every day. My daughter's a dancer. She loves all things dance and costumes, and watching another human enjoy the same activity as her brings her so much joy. What that dancer wears or how that dancer identifies doesn't matter to her. What matters to her is that the individual was free to dress as they wanted and enjoy the activities that they love. The comparison between the drag storytelling and dancing at the Pride event to the 18 and older show at Sideline are 2 different things. The Queens, as the family-friendly Pride event, knew their audience and provided safe, appropriate show for all. I'm glad my daughter and other people got to see that show of love, music, acceptance in such a public place. Lastly, no person or child was required to be there, and it isn't the job of our council to decide what my child can and cannot attend. So thank you to the City Council and to Chief Linker for supporting Owosso Pride and allowing us to have this event where families could feel safe and loved and see lots of other people like themselves.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for final comments. Seeing none, that'll bring us to the city manager's report. City manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to hit a couple highlights here. So as directed by council 3 weeks ago at your first July meeting, or I'm sorry, your second June meeting, I've been gathering information from other communities regarding monthly billing for water and sewer, paperless billing, and overall usage of paperless billing based on the date of adoption of paperless. And it seems that some communities our size and even in our geographic location do use it. So we're getting some information there that's going to be useful to you. If you want to go to monthly billing, obviously we talked about the increased cost of postage, because if you go to paperless, you have to, you're going to have to have it as an option, and you're not going to be able to force people to go paperless. And it's going to take some time, if you decide to go paperless, to have people start using that feature. So there will be some additional cost if you go to monthly billing and institute a paperless option. But we've been talking with the finance department, and we can... We're talking about ways to make that net neutral as far as your budget's concerned. So we're making progress there. Thank you for that extra time. I made a trip to Lansing to be present at an Eagle budget subcommittee to hear testimony regarding Owosso's request through Representative Begol's office for $15 million to help pay for the wastewater treatment plant and nitrification towers. There were four other communities there. Unfortunately, I was not invited to testify, but there were some people from the community who did testify. There were three representatives for the project, and they did a good job. So we appreciate that. Testimony for this project was given by SEDP, a local business owner, Shelley Aknicki, actually, and a township trustee of Caledonia, and Tom Cook, to give a perspective on the health of the river, which this would help alleviate. So I was approached afterwards by a staffer from Representative Gold's office saying that there might be another hearing and that someone from the city would be asked to testify. So we got through the first round, and it's up to them and their internal negotiations to see if there's going to be another hearing. So I stand by for that. The City Hall Improvements Project is moving along. We have a tentative start date of September 8th. This is a little bit later than we wanted to start, but it's mostly because the EPA changed their freon rules for HVAC units. We have two rooftop units out here and two up on the roofs. And some months ago when we started this project, the freon requirement was different than it is now, so it's backing up as far as manufacturing of these units is concerned. But this is actually a blessing in disguise, because I was concerned that we were going to be starting this in August in the heat of the summer, and at least half of this building will be without air conditioning for, I would say, a minimum of 2 weeks, because we need to reconstruct and fill in this old boiler room where the current RTUs sit on, as well as our generator. So half the building will get switched over pretty quickly for air conditioning, but my half, the office suite up there, the clerk's suite, will probably be off for a couple weeks. So September is going to be better for that. And we will make accommodations for employees if they wish to work from home. So we've been keeping them informed as well. On a similar note, the public safety project funded by the USDA appropriation from this last October or November, that's moving along at a quicker pace now that Veritas is on board guiding the process as our owner's representative. We've touched base with the USDA to ensure our money is safe and remains available, even if we roll over into Washington, D.C.'s new fiscal year starting in October. They did assure me that since this is a direct congressional appropriation, it can take, typically for their traditional grants, they only allow 1 year for construction. But because this is a congressionally designated appropriation, we're safe. So we're going to have that $1 million to put into the public safety building to make necessary repairs. Consequently, most of it is the HVAC system over there as well. It's very old. Mayor, you and I and Councilwoman Osmer continue to participate in the Cook Foundation's recycling work group meetings and subcommittee meetings. I'm growing a little concerned that the group hasn't involved the local waste haulers yet, but after some thought, the this work group, their main goal is to raise awareness and get stakeholders together from the entire county. And you and I have been hitting on this quite heavily at these meetings, Mayor, that Owosso is kind of on its own for our own requirements for curbside recycling. So I think we're just going to take it upon ourselves to reach out to the local waste haulers and let them know what's going on and where we're coming from, and also make them aware of the final date, which is January 2028, to have that in place. SEDP and I continue to meet with developers, this time from Southeast Michigan, interested in some city-owned property for potential residential development. This is a property that's been available for quite some time, has some issues with it, but through some grants that we've received over the last few years, environmental studies have been undertaken and paid for by the state. So we are development ready there, and we're getting some help from the SEDP to attract residential development. The city engineer, again, you, Mr. Mayor, and Councilman Owens, we all met with the drain commissioner and their engineering firm regarding the televising reports from the storm sewer system over in Westtown. As you remember, they did find some issues. The most obvious one to me was that 12-inch gravity sewer punched right through the 48-inch sanitary sewer towards the bottom, and they explained that that can cause issues even if it is a 48-inch line pierced by a 12-inch line. So this is the kind of stuff we're finding, and it's not really a surprise, being as Owosso is a very old community, and it's so old, in fact, that the 48-inch drain pipe there was perforated by a 12-inch sanitary sewer. So that drain pipe has been there for, I bet, over 100 years. The good news is, as we saw, Mr. Mayor, that it's not too clogged with silt from what we could see, but the state will be continuing with their efforts to rebuild and upsize there. We will have to start a Chapter 20 drain petition. Thankfully, that is a Chapter 20 drain. Now, it adds some extra complication, but it means that we can share the cost with the county, the drain commission, townships, and us. So we're going to be on the hook for, I think they said, 51%. But we don't have the estimates back yet. Televising was the first step. Now we're going to be meeting again, hopefully in a month or two, to talk to their engineering firm on their next steps. Stash Ventures, the last thing I have is Stash Ventures. You know that we had this odor problem with the marijuana facility called Stash Ventures up in the industrial park, or down in the industrial park. Good news is they've really opened their doors and invited staff and even council representation to do walkthroughs of the building to show us those improvements, and they have. It's been a few months now, and due to the building department's keeping on them about making these improvements, they've really come through for us. So we're going to continue to monitor the situation, but as far as the odor issue that we've been dealing with, we consider the matter closed, and we will continue to monitor around the facility and in the industrial park for any odors that crop up again. But we're very happy with them, and they've been very cooperative. That's all, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, City Manager. I wanted to say that I've been involved with a couple of tours with Stash. The response from them, from my experience in life, has been just plain excellent. The week after we voted no on one of the rezoning issues based on odors from coming from Stash and the controlling of the odors when it comes to the city of Owosso and so forth, we met as a group. A letter was sent. Their response was immediate. I think we took a tour within the first maybe week or 2 weeks from the initial letter. So Stash is a company that probably employs 40 plus people from the Owosso area. I don't think a lot of people realize that. The building, they have put in over $14 million worth of investment in equipment within that building. within 2 weeks, they had engineered drawings of odor control systems within the plant. And I think there was 21 or more in-house carbon absorption systems that were already purchased within 2 weeks. And a new door when it came to the outside that we might be a potential where odors could escape. All these odor control systems have been put in. They also went with a, I'm not sure if I'm saying the right, the canopy, this...
Canabusters.
Canabusters, thank you. System that they didn't even have to put in, which is a basically a atomized spray system that basically comes when it comes in contact with the odor, it oxidizes the odor. So it's kind of like a polishing system that's after the carbon absorption systems. So I took the tour with a couple city employees a week ago and went through the plant again, around the plant. Everything's been put in. The odor is, to me, is something that is about, in my estimate, 95% gone. No complaints since. To my office, or I have not heard from anywhere else. So I'm very pleased with how Stash has come to the table, and they want to be part of the city. They have an investment in it, but they say our workers are excellent, and they want to be a good neighbor, and I think they have been. So that's my assessment of what happened with Stash from A through Z, and we're at the Z right now. So with that, finishing up the city manager's report, we are at the next meeting. Will be 2 weeks from now, on the 21st, same time, 6:30. With that, I'd be looking for a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Support.
Motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. We are adjourned.